Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to bring in Senator Johnson. I don't know why I'm babbling on. I want Senator Johnson to talk about this because Senator Johnson is a good friend and, secondly, has done his own inquiries with Senator Grassley. So, first of all, Senator Johnson, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, Larry, sorry for the technical difficulty.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Never a problem. I have been railing on. Started out my show last night. I wrote a column about it, sir. I was talking about it this morning, that this Hunter Biden laptop, this letter by the 51 Intel people, which was a bunch of lies. The New York Post had the story right way back during the campaign before the second debate. My point, sir, was that Antony Blinken was the quarterback behind this. This is what Mike Morrell, the CIA, told Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee. And that is sleazy. That infuriates me. That is a political dirty trick, and he should not be the Secretary of State. And you wouldn't have caught Mike Pompeo or George Shultz or Democrat Madeleine Albright engaging in political dirty tricks for campaign purposes. That's something that has just come out. Now, maybe you knew that, but I didn't know that.
Oh, Larry, let's face it. What are the Democrats, what are the mainstream media been screaming about in 2016 and 2017 is that, you know, Russia interfered in the election and, you know, threw it to Trump? What the Democrats did, what the Biden campaign did, what the FBI did, what our intelligence officials did, they interfered into our election in 2020 to a far greater extent than anything China or Russia ever could have contemplated. And now the man who spearheaded that lie is Secretary of State.
Yes.
So is the media going to start screaming about election interference when we have real election interference? Let's face it, the whole deal about the Russian collusion hoax with Trump is that a president could be so compromised if he has that kind of relationship with a foreign government. Well, Chuck Grassley and I reproved there were millions of dollars being transferred from communist China, from Russia, from Ukraine to compromise a President Biden. I guess they're okay with that. This is sleazy. This should be outrageous. The media should be all over this, but pretty much silence, right, except for on talk radio like this and a few conservative news stations. It is such a double standard. The biased, the complicit, the compliant, and the corrupt media is the danger of our democracy.
You know, Senator Johnson, I'm sticking with this Blinken thing because Secretary of State is senior most position in the cabinet of the United States government. I've served two terms, once under Reagan, once under Trump. I know something about this. You know something about this now as a longtime senator. The point is, this guy Blinken was engaged in a dirty trick. He was behind the letter signed by the 51 Intel people, which said that the New York Post story about the Hunter Biden laptop was nothing more than Russian disinformation. Blinken quarterbacked a dirty trick, and he winds up as Secretary of State. I just think that is so sleazy and pathetic and disgusting. And I think the media should be all over this. This is new information to us. You don't have political dirty tricksters as the senior most guy in the American government.
Calling it a dirty trick minimizes it. No offense.
Yeah.
This is a massive fraud. This is a big lie.
Yep.
Remember, the FBI had Hunter Biden's computer in December 2019. That they intimidated McIsaac by saying, hey, you know, if you don't talk about this, you won't get in trouble. And then they proceeded to give us, Senator Grassley and I, briefings say that we were targets so that in case we ever heard about it, that we would be questioning it.
Senator Johnson, are you rushing off to another meeting?
Well,
you are.
I really am.
All right, you go ahead. We're running out of time. I'm sorry. We can do this. We're going to get you on the TV show this week if you got some time for us. I want to talk to you some more about this and maybe even some of the debt ceiling stuff, too. Anyway, folks, great American, dear friend, Senator Ron Johnson. I'm Kudlow. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we'll do some stock market work, okay? Stay with us, folks. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.